Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is so lovely to be looking at my friend and colleague, makeup artist and brand creator, Ruby Hammer. How are you, Ruby?
I'm so well, Emma, and it's really lovely to connect with you. And it's lovely to see your gorgeous face and hear your wonderful voice.
Because I normally see you, it's normally like a smash and grab at an event. It's like, oh, hello, how are you? Quick catch up. And then, yes, let's get something in the diary. And then life gets in the way.
Been far too busy. So that's another one of the positive things I can thank lockdown for. At least I've managed to lock down with you, you see? So yeah. It's good.
Well, you're a brilliant person to have on Feel Good Habits because you're always incredibly upbeat. You are incredibly optimistic. And I also just think you're quite a leveling person to be around. Like if I have ever seen you at an event and I've been a bit stressed, you are the person who can just put a hand on your shoulder and just say, it's okay.
It's all right. Oh, wow. You've made me sound like Mother Teresa, but I'm not. I think part of that is just the age, Emma. I'm not fake humbling myself, but I am 58 years old. I'm going to be 59 this December, God willing. And I think with that, even if one looks youthful or has a youthful outlook and demeanour, there is age behind there. There's experience behind there. And I think the most important thing is everyone just looks at somebody, and we all do that. We look at somebody superficially and you think, oh, they look great, or their outfit looks great, or they're in a wonderful event, they must be all right. People don't realise that with all of us human beings, it doesn't matter who they are, the most beautiful, the most powerful, the most talented, the most rich, nobody 100% knows what somebody's going through. Do you know what I mean? What they look like is not the same as what they're feeling or how they're responding to whatever's out there. So at the end of the day, I've had my bits of what's broken my heart and caused me hardship and has me that, and I realize all of it is also all those bits of crisis or whatever dilemma, trauma, from a small thing to a big thing that comes in one's life. And I think with this age I've realized it comes in everybody's life. It's not necessarily the same thing. For some people, it's a financial thing. For some people, it's a health one. Some people, it's their romantic, their love, their loved ones. For some, it's their physical, they're running from a war zone, they're doing this, they're starving, they're worried about how Elms will meet, or, oh my God, I was at top end of my game and now it looks like I'm slipping. All, whatever that is, every human being on this planet, from the day they're born to the day they're going to leave it, are going to face some kind of dilemma, trauma, problem. So in the end, how we face that, our own perspective of how we address that, is what's going to see you through. And hopefully all of us want to face it head on, but with a bit of integrity, with a bit of compassion, so that you don't lose yourself. You don't suddenly lose who and what you believe in just because you've addressed it, and that you can still look yourself in the mirror and feel, do you know what? I did the best I could there, and I've learned from that. Next time, I'm going to do better. Or when somebody else faces that, you're able to be, put that hand on the shoulder, like you said, to know, do you know what? It's all right. I've had some of that, not only sympathy, but empathy, and know that somebody did that for me once and it took me through. So I have got to do that for someone. And if you're just open, it's a channel. If you feel it and you like human beings in general, if you're genuinely a people person, or you love animals, or you love whatever, if you've got love in your heart, it comes out. It comes out. Some people are not very easy to say it or show it or whatever, but that doesn't mean they don't have it. So as long as you can tap into that, some people are able to do it easier. And I think I'm one of those. But that's just, that was my pure luck. I didn't fight for it. That's my internal disposition. So I'm very grateful for that. And I have a bit of awareness for people who might not have that naturally. So we just have to, it's like everything else. You show somebody what they're not good at, and if you're able to take the time to help them or show them, it makes us all better, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
So one of my big lessons is just that your own perspective. So look at it from your point of view, from your experiences, and your this, and that's the first way you can address anything, whether that's, oh, I can't breathe, to, oh, my God, my heart's breaking, or how am I logically going to get from A to B? I'm panicking, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So as long as you address that in yourself, then you can do it outwardly, whatever that is, you know, from whether it's a spot here, what do I know about how to tackle spots, to, oh, my God, I've just started a startup and I've got into some lovely doors like I did and all those lovely doors nationwide, Harmony Course, shut. How am I going to cope with that now? Okay, thank God I have my website. Let's see if I can generate some sales from there without being insensitive and just going on about selling. You know, that's it. As long as we do that, we can cope with anything life throws at us. We've just got to look at it from our perspective and that.
So be guided what feels right to you rather than looking for someone else to give you the answers.
Because that's how it's going to first. It's got to make sense to you, hasn't it? So that you can grapple it and know that, yes, I should stay indoors, not just because I'm safe, but actually I need to protect somebody else. And by doing that, I'll end up protecting myself. And there must be vulnerable people that in my circle that if other people did that, then we're all going to be saved. That kind of thing. So whatever that is, so it has to make sense to you, and you take the baton and then you deal with it.
Lovely. I like that. Good. This is a pep talk I'll be replaying to myself in moments of need.
I need to play it to myself too. It doesn't mean, you know, I'm not holier than thou. I have to play that to myself frequently, all the time, because, and that's the good thing about it as well. Life is never at a standstill. It's always, life and time is going forward. You can reflect on what's happened in the past. You can look at where you are right now and worry about what's coming. But at the end of the day, it stops for no one. It's always moving. Last second was never going to come back.
Yeah.
2 seconds before that, also never going to come back. So you have to do that with a beat and just keep looking ahead. So you tell yourself that again and again. So it's not, oh, I've heard it. And that's it. You have to reapply it and use that all the time.
Well, that's a good life habit. But so let's get on to your feel-good habits. These are the things that you can implement. You wake up in the morning, you know that feeling. When I started this particular franchise, I thought it's that feeling you get, and when you wake up in the morning, you just think, oh, I just want to roll over and not face the day. And I know that we've all felt this, where you feel – that you're trying your best and you're just making absolutely no headway. And you've got to keep motivated, because the only way you're going to get to where you want to go is to keep trying, but you're just not getting the reward that maybe you want. So this is, what's your first feel good habit for kind of making sure that you don't get sucked into a bad mood or a feeling of the world's not on my side?
The first thing I do, and I learned this from a gentleman, and I found him, you know, on YouTube. He's called Sat Guru, and he's an Indian guru. And one of the things that has stuck with me since I came across him was the first thing he says is, when you're lying there, you've just woken up, you know, your eyes have opened, you literally need to take a breath, touch yourself, feel yourself. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm breathing. I didn't die. Millions of people didn't make that morning or didn't make that time. Then if you're lucky enough to have a partner or a husband, whatever, reach out and you can feel their breath, because you can feel a warm person. You can feel them breathing, whether they're awake, they're not, or they're up already. But be grateful for that. So let that be first thing to say, I am actually all right. And that's I don't know what the word, it's rejoice in that. You're not jumping for glee, but all right. And then from there, you slip out of bed and I it sounds really ridiculous, but I do a bit of tongue brushing. So that's the first thing I do. I use a tongue cleaner and I brush and I wash that bacteria that night, that mile all out. And I take vitamin C, 1,000 mils of it in a little glass of water. And the brand I'm using is Altrient. So it goes straight into your blood system and you should take it on an empty stomach. So that's my physical putting vitamin C in me. And I've done that even before COVID or anything like that, because it's good for your skin, it's good for that, and it's just balances your mental, physical, your gut, all of that. So it's just a simple thing. I do that. Then so these are physical things, but the first thing is that touching feeling, I'm actually all right. If you can't realize and cherish what a big thing that is, you're going to throw the rest of your feel good things out the day, aren't you? So you may be trying to do them, feel them, but you're not really realizing I'm okay. Physically, I'm okay. So now what am I going to do to feel even better? Then I think one of the little things, head to toe, is dry brushing with a natural bristle brush. And again, you start at your feet, you work upwards, but it's not just a beauty thing. It actually detoxifies your lymphatic system. It gets the blood going in a way that maybe I'm lazy, that I can't do jumping jacks at that moment or something, but doing this for my feet, just 2 minutes all the way up, just stimulates your lymph, gets the oxygen blood going. The plus points are your skin will feel better. If you've got so-called cellulite, it will also feel, it doesn't take it away, but it just feels nicer, looks a bit better.
I think it's one of the only things you can do that's actually been shown to have a benefit on cellulite, like topical creams and everything.
Cumulatively, yes. Yeah, so you can't do it once in every 3 years. You've got to do it. If you do it, I'm telling you, 10 days in a row, you will see the benefit in how you feel, because it just, especially under your arms, behind your, you know, your groin, your knees, your ankles, all your lymphs, it just drains. There is an uplifting feeling. And straight after, you can have a shower. And this is the other thing. With the dry brushing, I think it's really important to, if you're able to take a 30 second to 1 minute cold shower.
Preaching to the converted, Ruby.
There you go. So that, for people think, oh, I can't do that, it's freezing cold winter. But I'm telling you that the accumulation of those two, I think is really, really good. And that's a very simple thing you can do. And it will set you up for feeling good. And now that we've got hotter days ahead, you might want to do that in the middle of the day. I don't know. I think it works.
Yeah, I dry body brush most mornings, not every morning. It depends if I do it before I work out or after I work out. If I'm too sweaty, then I'm not going to use my dry body brush.
No,
but at the end of every shower, I follow a guy called Wim Hof, who's amazing.
Yes.
And I blast myself, and I do. I turn my back to the shower and I make sure that the water hits me like on the back of the neck, not the head. And I stand there and I try and do 30 seconds to a minute. And at the moment it is obviously, as you say, a lot easier, but it actually, it's that thing of like bracing yourself and breathing in and out and breathe like, and go that actually just fires everything up.
Yeah. And sometimes I scream, you know, in the winter, I fucking scream. I'm screaming, shouting, because are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just scared. But it's okay. It's all of that. It's like, and once you've wrapped up and you've come out, it's like exercise. You're a good person that works out, does your yoga. I should do a hell of a lot more. I don't, but I know how I feel once I've done it. And this is the kind of, this is easier to do. This is so easy to do.
So, I agree. And it does make you feel good without a shadow of a doubt.
It really does. Without costing money, without doing anything, and everybody hopefully does have a bath or a shower. It doesn't matter where you are, you can turn it, you can get it to that freezing cold in steps. Don't have to do it initially. It's just as long as you turn the water to cooler than the warmer shower that you had, and then get progressively colder. It's done.
Yeah.
Easily done.
Yeah. Just remember to turn the tap back onto warm so that when you get in tomorrow.
Oh, yes. That's not the first thing that drops on your head. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What else have we got? Because that's a brilliant one for starting the day. Are you going to take us through the day, Ruby?
That's what I do. And then, again, it's depending on time. And now that I would then do my meditation. Okay. I have learned to meditate from... I think it came when I was going through my divorce, which is year 1998, 99, that time. Mm-hmm. And just by, I was so heartbroken and like a headless chicken that my mum, who was alive at the time, was that, you know, they were all like, what can we do for her to like alleviate any of this? And that's when I tried to do it. So again, I had a guru in India, and they put me through the paces, and I just do it through a mantra. So some people do it through visualization. Some people, I just think just even lying there, trying to not control your thoughts, just being in the moment for a little bit, just to center and horn yourself a little bit of calm. And do you know what? I'm a right chatterbox. I'm quite loud because I think I've realized it's only in the last 5 or 6 years that I am actually, I'm deaf, not that I'm hard of hearing or something, but very low sounds. Like, you know, that if my back is turned and you were talking to me, I'd have difficulty just hearing clearly what you've said.
Oh, really?
So, and then imagine for 30 years being in a photographic studio with the music that used to be blasted out, and then with age you lose a little bit of your hearing. So all of that, it means I talk a lot louder. So people are shocked that, oh my god, can this woman actually calm down for 5 minutes and take it all in? And sometimes it's so much noise going on, I'm not able to calm down, but I still go through the motions and know that that wasn't a particularly good session, but I still try to do it because there are bucket loads of information and documents and studies to show you that it does. Mm-hmm. And I think it does. And I don't beat myself up when I'm not able to have the most perfect meditative experience. Just I go through the process, and sometimes I don't even know I've sat there for ages, you know, especially the night sessions where you're not rushing out to go to work like I used to. But I find that reconnects you to yourself so that you can listen to your gut. You can have that bit of compassion. You can process what the day.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He has thrown at you. It's like I don't write a diary. Some people say that helps, you know, like, but this is my diary taking. Just analysing, well, that was a good day in that, or that was a really rotten day, but you know what, I'm calmer now, let's go to bed, tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
And start that. So I find that a very, very powerful tool now. And with a side slash, I'll say that if somebody, it's not a religious thing, but a spiritual thing, or just know that there is a divine stronger power out there than yourself, just sometimes a bit of that connects. Or I've lost both my parents now, so that gives me 5 seconds where I pray for their souls and say, where you are, it's a very difficult time here for me. Sometimes mum and dad, just put a blessing hand on me, look out for your granddaughter, look out for my son-in-law, you know, look out for this, look out for that, look out for everybody up there, because you guys are not in the physical world anymore. Whatever you can do out there for all of us here, not just me personally, everyone, do it, mum and dad, please, or something like that. So it's a little bit of like a meditation stroke prayer, or asking for something from something stronger than us. That's all. And it's a vibe, it's a power. I don't say it as a Muslim person or a Hindu person or a Buddhist person. It's just there is a creative divine out there energy. Tap into it. And I use that meditation as that, just to tap in, to bolster, to give ourselves a boost. Like if our batteries are down, you can't just, oh, it's dead, I don't know how to charge it. You're going to have to learn how to charge, meaning you need a charger to tap into a power point to drain down energy to recharge yourself. And if you're recharged, it's like they say, it sounds really naff, but you know when you're on a plane and they say put your seatbelt on, and when the mask comes down, put your mask on first before you do a kid, before you do anybody else, because you're no good to anyone if you're floating around. So that's, it's like that. I look at it like that.
Then if I give myself a boot. Yes. I like that. Trusting something else. Because I do believe, like, I believe in trusting myself. Like, I believe in relying on myself. But I also, there is also that thing of trusting that the decisions you make, I don't know, will be supported, like you're going in the right direction. And so there is like trusting yourself, but then I know what you mean. I don't know what I call it. I don't know what it feels or looks like, but I know I think we're in the same neighborhood.
Yes. And I'm not saying you never rely on yourself. You have to rely on yourself first. That's why we're doing this thing. That's why you're asking, how can everybody feel good? Because the same method is not going to be right for everybody else. Yeah. But by having all these people on board, somebody will pick up something from me. Somebody might pick up from somebody like Marcia that you've had before, or somebody will pick up from whoever. And at different times, it can pick up from yourself, can't you? To say, oh my God, I said that. I should be listening to that myself now. Or pick a bit here, pick a bit there. So that's what I'm saying, that you have to bolster first you, and then it's just using something to bolster yourself up.
Yeah. Got it. Right. I'm excited about what your next one is.
Well, I just feel it's almost something like everyone knows when it feels good to do good. So it might be a physical thing of like, I've got a, because people are always asking me, because of being a makeup artist or whatever I do, that how do you keep looking that good, or how do you do that? So I just say doing good feels good in whatever aspect that is. So in the physical thing, like I have got a very, whatever happens when I've got more time, I have a more elaborate skincare regime. When I don't, the basic is proper cleansing, exfoliating, hydration. So knowing that that is a good thing to do for me, my skin, then it means I can address other things. I just put it in that slot. So if it means do that for yourself, then do that. If it means, oh, I should definitely do that bit of, you know, I meant to put some money in that GoFund, you know, that fund, or I need to just smile. I just need to, am I actually keeping my face muscles mobile to smile? It doesn't cost anything, I do it. So just that, knowing that doing good feels good. Mm-hmm. And I think that sounds, I don't know if it sounds a bit too namby-bamby, but do you know what? It works. I need to go and drink that good that green juice. I haven't got any. Let's order some. Because when I drink it, I feel better. Mm-hmm. And then it is good. So yeah. Doing good feels good. So I widen that. So not specific to just doing, oh, yes, I've just done my skincare, or I've just put a mask on, or I've done something for some. So anything that is, it may be you've put off ringing someone that, oh, God, it's really difficult to do. I hate addressing this thing might come up, whatever. But just being bold enough to do that. And you can tick it off. Don't put things off like that. And it might have been that, oh, my God, I don't know. What do I say to her now? I've left it so long. Be as honest as you can. But the fact that you're doing it now, it's good. Only good will come out of doing good.
Right. And facing things head on.
Yes.
Good advice as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yes. Whatever that is. Because it could be like, I was in a right panic before. I'm so techno not savvy, even before doing our podcast. But I realised, I took a breath and I thought, okay, this is really good. I want to do this with them. How am I going to make it right? So I found my old speakers, my old this, my old that, whatever you have to do, and you make it happen.
Yeah.
So doing it, I just think doing good feels good and is good, will bring good.
I love it. I like it very much. And I agree. I think sometimes I, like, especially in lockdown, I think it can be so easy to think, oh, I'm going to do that today. And that I have to sometimes stop myself. And like, for example, I had a bottle of cider in the fridge yesterday afternoon at about 3 o'clock. I thought, oh, I just want to sit on my reading chair and read. I've got so much reading I've got to do at the moment. I was like, I'm going to sit and have a cider and read. And I went, literally had the bottle out of the fridge, went to go and take the top off. And I thought, this is a bad decision, because even though in the moment that first sip's going to feel incredible and the sun in the window on the chair reading the book is going to be lovely, I've got other things that I need to do. And therefore, this is actually a negative thing that I'm doing right now. And I can do all the things that I need to do and then enjoy this moment in 3 hours when I've ticked off my to-do list. Stop being so indulgent.
You see? So it is that little bit of taking stock. And for somebody else, that at least, thank God, you were buoyant enough and strong enough to just override that indulgent moment, you know, that sort of knee-jerk reaction. But some days you might not be strong enough to do that. And if it wasn't, it's you could just tuck in, because there are some people that just can't bring themselves to rise to that. Then I think one of the worst things you can do is feel guilty about it too. You know, like,
agreed.
If you're going to indulge today, just do it.
Indulge,
Don't beat yourself, Don't beat yourself on the head, because that's not going to bring it back. And feeling guilty is also a kind of worthless, it doesn't do anything. You've just got to be, you know, that bit of remorse, have it there. I shouldn't have done that. Okay, but now, tomorrow, I'm not going to fall into that trap again. Yeah. And then deal with it that way. So it's yet again that sort of evaluating for yourself what you do without trying to be superwoman and knowing, oh, my God, I had a moment of weakness. Or, you know what, tapping yourself on the back yesterday, you rose above it. You actually did good, you know. So all of these reinforcing the good judgments and not killing yourself when you haven't done quite what you should have done, they're both okay.
Yeah.
Aren't they? So it brings me to my, I don't know if it's my fourth or fifth one, but it's just that bit of an open channeled compassion. Mm-hmm. So whatever that is for yourself, like I think we are very, not just as women, but as caretakers, as wives, sisters, daughters, whatever we are, we're very compassionate and willing to do lots of things for others, for those we love, our friends, our loved ones, all of that. And the last person on that bucket list of compassion is yourself. So if you're able to find that bit of compassion, like, and you are giving advice to somebody, or genuinely like thinking, what would you say if to that person that wasn't you, but it was you? You need to do that for yourself a little bit. I've learned that after a long, long time, because I used to think, oh, I must do that to them. And you're like, I'm like, show a little bit of that for yourself. Just a tiny bit. Because actually we you don't feel all hard done by when you do it for your friend, or you go that extra mile for them when you do something not. I mean, you know, you do, don't you? So we're the last one you drop the baton when it comes to yourself. It's not selfish. It's not think, it's good habits to learn, because it will make you feel good. And from you feeling good, again, we're repeating, it'll enable you to tackle whatever else is out there in whatever way. Yeah. Loads of ways. Like now we've not just got the coronavirus. Look at all the rioting and all the things that are going out there about racism and all that, and just not being tone deaf. That's a bit of compassion you show out there for the bigger picture. We also need that to do it for yourself, so that you genuinely ask yourself that hard. You know how sometimes you're really tough with your friend that you really love, that you want to, first you mollycoddle them and you tell them, you do it with a bit of humour and a bit of this, and then sometimes you've literally got to grasp their two shoulders and say, I'm saying this because I love you. Not because I'm trying to sabotage you, or I'm jealous of you, or it makes my life easy, or whatever. I'm saying that from the deep love in my heart, because I want the best for you. Well, you have to do that for yourself as well sometimes, to say, this is not an easy course, but grapple that.
Yeah.
Hold that. So I don't know whether the things I'm saying to you are not easy, straightforward things to do, but I think if the headline is to show that bit of compassion, but then bring it down to whatever aspect of your life at that minute. Is it, I shouldn't exercise? And you're thinking, well, no, actually you should. No, actually you should meditate. No, actually you should drink that water. No, actually you should put that sun protection on your head. Or no, actually I've done everything today on my checklist. I can sit down and have that glass of cider in the sun in my fucking chair. Why not?
Why on earth? Oh, it's not a rocking chair, Ruby, but maybe it should be.
Well, whatever. I like the sound of a rocking chair. Sorry. So that was maybe my bit of, you know.
Yeah, no, also, I just have to say the cider tasted delicious at sunset.
There you go.
Okay, so was that your final one? Because these are good,
Ruby. I think that was five. I think if you added it, I haven't kept count, but I don't know if you had anything else specific, because I think we just being grateful, and equipping yourself to really know that it could be a hell of a, because as I said at the beginning of this, no one knows what somebody else is truly going through or how it's affected them. It may be that somebody thinks, well, you're all right, you're safe. You're not sitting in a refugee camp somewhere and wondering, I'm going to, you know. So, yes, but everything in its perspective, we just be grateful for that, and then you will find a way to deal with whatever that immediate thing is once the panic is over, once you've kind of just taken a breath to say, right, what can I do to address this?
What I really like about these habits, actually, that's been consistent with all of them, is they're quite inward in a really nice way, in a way that it's not read this book, use that app, and they're perfectly
valid
too.
There's nothing wrong with any of those.
Yeah.
I have read those books, and I have read the books and tried to go to the app and tried to find, oh, what will help me meditate better? There are things, you know, from our friend Andy that I have, Headspace. I have something called Zen 12 that gives you, it's a sort of sound meditation that you can put your headphones on and do. So I have all those tools and plug in, but what are they all to do is to help and bolster the self. So that's what I'm saying. If we all do that inwardly, and like you said, that reservoir has some credit in it, you're able to do it outwardly. You can do a hell of a lot more than trying to just run around like a headless chicken, trying to be everything to everybody else.
Yes. Yes, this is very true. Oh, Ruby, this has been lovely. Thank you.
I just hope I wasn't too head in the clouds, but it really is. I still laugh like a, you know, like my husband says, you're like a little boy. You're like a 10-year-old boy inside there, and then sometimes you come out with this. That's what he thinks. So I think, okay, I'm a 10-year-old boy with the energy or some silliness that's there, but it's also those years have come, and this is, I found, true in my life, and that it's helped me to cope. And I hope if that works for anybody else, it would be amazing. And I'm really grateful to you to giving me the chance to talk in a very open manner like this. So it's not about eyeliner or blusher or Ruby and Millie. You know what I mean? I love that opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're always incredibly welcome, Ruby. I can't even remember the first time I met you, but I know I would have been absolutely in awe because I was one of your customers before I met you.
It's a long time ago it's true. It's that long ago. I can't pinpoint it, but I know that I've always known you. So that's...
Yeah.
And I hope I continue to know you, and I hope we can do this in another format, whatever. I'm always here for you.
We will. Oh, thank you, Ruby. I will share your links to you because you've got lots of, you've got your products out as well. So I'll put the links to those in the show notes. And, you know, true story, I honestly used to spend my money on products that you made before I got into the beauty industry.
I love that.
I loved them, and I literally loved them. So anyway, so there we go. So you
thank you very much.
Genius. So I'll put the links to you, and I will obviously, I will maybe get some of the names of the people that you mentioned, the gurus, to put in the show notes. But honestly, Ruby, this has been so delightful. Thank you
very much. Thank you, Emma. Take care.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.